Okay, today is Daf Mem Vav. We are on Mem Hey Amud Beis. We'll go back a little bit to Amar Mar to get into the flow. So Amar Mar, we said before yesterday that B'yamtuf harehein kirag lekol adam, that if rain fell on Yamtuf, then the rain has the ability to move like every person who gets the rain, right? V'amai, why is that true? Likni shavisa b'ok Yamtuf. Why didn't it acquire Shavisa in the Atlantic Ocean? The assumption is that all rain originates in the Atlantic Ocean. That's the assumption. Right? It went from the Atlantic Ocean to evaporated, to went into the clouds, and came down as rain. So if that's all true, then it's really Shavisa should be the Atlantic Ocean. Lema delo k'Rebbi Eliezer. Obviously, this cannot be the shita of Rabbi Eliezer. The Iker Rabbi Eliezer, Ha'amar Kol Olam Kulo Mimeach Yonas, who shows it. He says all water originates in the Atlantic Ocean. All rain. Since we're not saying that the rain has a shavisa in the Atlantic Ocean, obviously the water didn't originate there. So the Gemara says, no. Amar Vitrak, Hacha, you know what's going on over here? But forget the Atlantic Ocean. Ba'avim sheneskashru me'erev yontif askinen. No. The clouds were already formed in Erev Yontif. Meaning, they've already left the Atlantic Ocean. Where's the water when Yontif began? In the clouds. So if that's true, right? Now the Gemara is going to ask, well, let the Shavisa be in the clouds. Right? And the Shavisa should be in the clouds. That gets into the question of whether there's Tchum above 10 or not. Before we get to that question, the Gemara says, well, who said they're the same clouds? V'dilma, what? V'dilma hanach adli, v'hanach achwini ninu. Maybe, these clouds went away, those clouds were new clouds. Now, the Gemara answers, Isbu simana benayu. The simanim, we know these are the same clouds, right? They look like a cookie, or they look like, a horse with wings shooting an arrow, whatever they look like, some crazy things. It's all good. V'boyisema, I'll give you another answer. Have a suffix to divrei, it's a suffix. What's a suffix? Right? It's a suffix. If these are the same clouds or not, suffix divrei lahakel, it's a kula. Right? So we could say these are the same clouds. Right? So the Gemara asks, "V'likni shvisa ba'avim." So then, why can't there be shvisa in the clouds? The shvisa should be up in the clouds. Tiv showed me that you could bring a raya from here. De'ain tchumin l'mayla meyud. That there's no tchum above 10 tvachim. Why? De'yesh tchumin l'likni shvisa ba'avim. Why isn't shvisa in the clouds? So the Gemara is going to give a difficult answer. The Gemara says, "La'olam lach yesh tchumin." Really, that we can't answer that question. Yesh tchumin above 10 or not? What's going on over here? We didn't answer it. We never answered it. Umaya be'iva mivla bli. And the water in the clouds moves around. Rashi says even more than that. Rashi says, is that how the article translates it? The water moves around?
I say it's absorbed.
It's absorbed.
So it's like never there.
Says Rashi, kaman d'lesnu. It's like it's not there. Now, we know it's there. It's not there as water. What's it there as? Vapor. It's not water. Rashi says, "V'lo karni luhu shavisa ever." They never got a shavisa. Why did they never got a shavisa? Never really existed. It wasn't really water. So the Gemara says, "Kolshkein da'havi luhu nola da'asiri." Well, if that's the case, that it didn't exist before Yontif began, then what happened? It rained on Yontif. How could you go get that water? It's nola. So it was born on Yontif. That can't be right. Because we know, we said before, and it was not disputed, that the water is accessible. Ella, rather, maya ba'avim min ad naidi. No, the water's in the cloud somehow, on some level, and it's moving around. Since it's moving around, it doesn't get a shavisa. Hash to asa zahachi. Now that we said that answer, you don't even have to come onto the clouds. You can go back to the Atlantic Ocean. Akyonas nami lo tirkshilach. Don't ask me any questions about the Atlantic Ocean. Maya ba'akyonas nami min ad naidi. The water in the Atlantic Ocean also is moving, right? The water doesn't stay still, it's moving. Vitanya, and we learned, right? Vitanya, and we learned. Naharos, streams, Hamoshkin, which move, Umayanos, and springs, Hanovin, that flow, Rehen Kiragle Kol Adam. They're accessible by all people. Why? Because the water here is not the water that was here 5 minutes ago. It's constantly moving, constantly rushing. It's all accessible. It's just like rain that fell. It doesn't have a Makom Shavisa. Okay? Amar Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi, Amar Yeshua Ben Levi, Halacha Ki Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri. The halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri. What did Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri say? It wasn't that long ago. It was only yesterday. What did he say? That if somebody fell asleep, right, and woke up and realized, so we give him 2,000 amos from his spat, right? There was a machloket. Some said he gets only 4 amos. I'm only Rav Zeru Rav Yaakov Bar Idi. Befirish Shmielach or Miklal Shmielach? Did you hear that straight out, or did you imply that? I'm like, no, Befirish Shmiele. I heard it straight out. Now, my klala, what would be the implication? He asked him, did you hear it straight out, or you made a diuk? No, I heard it straight out. And what would be the diuk? The diuk would be as follows. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, halacha kedivri hamekel be'eruv. Because the halacha always goes like the mekel shita be'eruvim. Why is that true? Because it's a derabanan. So whenever we have it, we'll see this a whole daf about this today. Now, v'tarati lamali, why did you have to say it twice? The halacha is like a b'yochanan benuri, and the halacha is like we hold like a mekel by the eruv. Amar Rab Zeira, we need both. If you only told me that the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, havamina, I would have thought bein lekula bein lechumra. They would pass it like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, lekula and lechumra. Says Rashi, lekula kigon adam yashin, like a person who fell asleep. De'ilo kana shvisa, if we don't give him a makam shvisa, lo nafik midalat amos, he can't walk well in dalat amos. So to tell to Holak of Yochanan ben Nuri that he could walk 2,000, that's a big kula. And I would say we even Holak him l'chumra. How's that l'chumra? Kigon kli hefker. Like a kli hefker. Iyamrinan, iyamarta koden shavisa. If you say that a kli gets its own shavisa, asr l'holichan l'makom she'irav zeh hamotan, then the person who finds the kli can't take it. Why? Because the kli has its own makom. You, the finder, have a different makom, so you can't get that kli. That's halacha Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri l'chumra. Just like we give a sleeping person 2,000 amos, we give every random kli, every hefker kli, every abandoned kli 2,000 amos. You have the whole city. Oh, look at this! I found this gold watch right over here. I can't take it home. Why not? Because I'll take it to beyond 2,000. Oh, it's 2,000. It's a big chumrah. An abandoned kli has its own makom shavisa. That's a big chumrah. If you tell me that lachas like a Yochanan ben Nuri, I get the kulas out of him. I get the chumras out of him. Both, right? Ella alpayim amud islu l'chol ruach finishes off Rashi. Kamash malon. Therefore, we came along to say halacha kedivri hamekel be'eruv. The halacha is like the mekel by eruv. Asks Tosvos, look at the Tosvos of Kamash Malon, Halacha Kedivre Hamekel Be'eruv. Right? What does that mean? That means you're going to hold like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri regarding people, but regarding Chachamim, you're going to hold like, not like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Right? So what's going on here? When do we ever have such a thing? Regarding this, I'm going to hold, it's the same Sfara. Right, it's the same svara. The reason why a person gets 2,000 is the same reason why a kli gets 2,000. Says Tosfos, uleinyan adam person halacha k'Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, dika shvisa, dikani shvisa, uleinyan kelim halacha k'Rabbanan, dilo kani shvisa. Right, v'harehein k'ragle kol adam. In other words, if you're walking by and you see a gold watch, it doesn't belong to anybody. It's lost. No inscription, no nothing. It's total hefker. Who? How many amos can that gold watch go? It can go like whoever finds it. That's how Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said. So So regarding people, we go like a Rav Chanan Ben-Uri. Regarding Kalim, we don't like we go a Rav Chanan Ben-Uri. Says Tosas, it's not an inconsistency. It's not a stira. Sounds like one. It's not. Why? Dikaimalon kirabanan, because we call it the Rabbanan, the Omar, ein chefse hefker kodin shavisa. A chefse hefker doesn't acquire a shavisa. Rabbi Yochanan Ben-Uri said it does. And we hold like a Rabbi Yochanan Ben-Uri by people. No. The Yashan, Hainu Taima. The reason why a sleeping person gets a Shavisa, we said this yesterday, since the Neyar Kani, Yasham Nami Kani. Since he could do it when he were awake, we let him do it even if he's asleep. Kedipirish HaKudris. Vafilu Im Lohaya, Mashmi'in Rishur Ben Levi, El Alacha Kedivere Mekel Be'er of Lachud, Havi Mashmi'in Dvar of the Alacha Kedivere Shneim Lohakel. Then it says Tosfos, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that it's inconsistent. We go with the Mekel. Right? So even though it's taking two sheetahs, it doesn't make a difference.
I just have a question of being caught something on Yom Kippur Shabbos. The Kona and we watch, no problem.
That's not a Kenyan, really. Okay. Now, Velema, why didn't he say Halacha Kedivri HaMekel Be'eruv? Why didn't he just say that? The Halacha is like the Mekel. Halacha Kedivri Rabbi Yochanan Ben-Uri Lamali. Why do you have to go now and tell me further? Oh, and by the way, the Halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan Ben-Uri. We know that's a big kula. That a person gets to move around on Shabbos more than 4 hours is a big kula. So why do you have to say both? Itzrich, it's necessary. I would have thought Hani Mili Yachid b'makom Yachid, v'Rabim b'makom Rabim. Yeah, I'll be Mekel when it's Plony versus Plony, or that Rabim versus that Rabim. Avo Yachid b'makom Rabim, but Yochanan Ben-Uri here argues in the Chachamim. Ema lo, I would have said, listen, that we don't follow the rule like that. Amalei Rava labaya michti. Erevin the Rabbanon. 1 second. Erevin is the whole Erevin is the Rabbanon. Mali Yachid v'makom Yachid. Mali Yachid v'makom Rabim. What's the difference? Says Rava. If one is going up against a million, or one is going up against one, it's a Rabbanon. We're going to be making regardless. Why do you have to even say that? Amalei Rav Papa LaRava. What? The Rabbanon. Lo Shani Lan Ben Yachid v'makom Yachid. Yachid v'makom Rabim. What are you talking about, Rava? You don't make a difference? Don't you, even by Durabanans, we're going to have there differences between a Yachid and a Rabbim. And now we are going to take a little journey through all these cases in Shas. Vatnan. We have a Mishnah back in Nida. Remember that in Nida, there was such a concept that a woman that saw Dam, the question is, how long before she saw the Dam was the Dam brewing inside her? That Lemafreya were going to make things that she touched Tameh. So that was a machlokas between Hillel and Shammai. Shammai said, no time. She becomes a nida right this moment, this instant. Hillel went back either to the previous time she checked herself or 24 hours. Rabbi Eliezer Omer said, call Isha she'avru aleha shalosh onos dayashaita. Rabbi Eliezer said, any woman that went 3 cycles without seeing any dam, he agreed with Shammai that you don't go backwards at all. You don't make any amount of time l'mafreya. Says Rashi, okay, it's in the very big Rashi of Kol Isha She'avru Aleha Shalosh Onos. We don't have to read the whole Rashi. Way back in the bottom, way down, it says Upligi Rabbanon Aleha. So that's where Rabbi Eliezer said, any woman that has 3. Upligi Rabbanon Aleha, Va'amri, they said, De'ein hafsakas gimel ono siluk el lezakena, sh'avro le'gil omo samach lezakenasa. Avol b'yalda lo. The Chachamim said, that's true by an old woman. An old woman that is stopping to see dam altogether. Such a woman, if 3 months go by, I will agree she's dayashaita. Her nidus begins only at the moment that she sees dam. A 20-year-old woman? Rabbi Eliezer said, even a 20-year-old woman, doesn't make a difference how old. So that's a dispute between Rabbi Eliezer, a Yachid, and the Chachamim, a Rabbim. And by the way, this is only Din Derabbanan. This is not Din Derabbanan, a Chumrah, a Din Derabbanan. That's a Doraisa. Vitanya, and there was a story Maisa, Tanya, and we learned Maisa. There was a story. V'asa Rebbe, k'Rebbe Elazar, and Rebbe paskin like Rebbe Elazar, who, by the way, is much more makel because he's saying this even by any woman, right? Any woman, no matter how old she is. Lachashinizkar, after he remembered, after Rebbe remembered, Amar, he said, Kidaihu Rebbe Eliezer, Lismach Alabashatak. All right, then emergency we can hold like Rebbe Eliezer. What does it mean after he remembered? My Lachashinizkar. What does that mean after he remembered? What does that mean? Elema doesn't mean Lachashinizkar, then Alach Rebbe Eliezer. Did it mean after he remembered that we don't hold like this? Oy, I passed like the wrong Shita. Elul Rabbanon. Rather, we hold it to Rabbanon. If that's true, then how could he say, oh, in an emergency, we could hold like this? That wouldn't make any sense. We don't hold like him. B'shas hadchak, hechi avin kavazeh. B'shas hadchak, how can we hold like that? Ella, rather, well, you know what it means, the achash nizkar? What it means is as follows. We don't hold like either of them. We don't hold like either of them. L'achash nizkar, what does it mean after he remembered? Dilav yachid polig aleha. Not that he remembered. You only remembered? Oh my goodness. I passed on Rabbi Eliezer, and then I remembered that the Rabbim argues on him. Not just one sheep, not one Reb Meir or somebody. The whole yeshiva argued against him. El Rabbim Paulag Aleha. Everyone argued. Amar, he said, don't worry about it. Kedaihu Rabbi Eliezer, Lismach Allah B'Shas Hadchak. It's okay. We can hold like him B'Shas Hadchak. What is even this Brisa? This Tumah L'Mafreya. Right? Which is a Dinder Rabbanon. The Pasuk is like the Yachid over the Rabbim. Right? I'm sorry. We Pasuk like the Rabbim. We Pasuk is like the Rabbim. Alright, an emergency, we have a Kula. Rava said there's no difference. Of course there's a difference. When Rebbe realized he made a mistake, he said, alright, emergency, okay, we'll be Makel. Normally, not going to be Makel. Look at the Rashi. Ella. Hadlo ahadar, mishum delo itmar hilchas alo kamar velo kamar. Right, really, there's no psak either way. Umay nizkar. What does it mean? After he remembered, lachash nizkar derabim pligi aleha, dahavelel mevet kirabim. He should have passed like the rabim. Ella kidaihu Rebbe Eliezer lismach alav b'shas hadchak velo ahadar uvda. All right, emergency. We can have a cool out here. Halav b'shas hadchak, if not for the fact that it was an emergency, lo, it would not be makel. Alma, af agaf de me'eis le'eis gzeira derabanan hi, even though me'eis le'eis, going back for a woman, is only a gzeira derabanan, havi le'mevet k'rabim, we should pass on k'rabim. What's Rava talking about? Not only that, avim b'shar shel Rava, v'amar le'rav nachmitzuk le'rava. Again, they keep on hammering away at Rava. Ubedrabanan lo shani ben yachid b'makom yachid ben yachid l'makom rabim. Don't you agree, Rava, that there's a difference between a yachid and a rabim, even by yidin derabanan? V'atman it's a preferish of brisa. Shmua krova. What happened with someone's relative Nebuch? Unfortunately, died. So there's such a thing as a shmua krova, a close hearing, and a shmua rechoka, a distant hearing. So Shmua Krova, if it's a close hearing, Shiva Ushloshim. You have to hold from Shiva and Shloshim. Rechoka, but if it's a far away hearing, Ein Nohagas Eliyom Echad. We're gonna see what it means. You only hold one day. Vezihi Krova, Vezihi Rechoka. What does it mean, Krova and Rechoka? Far away and distance? That's not what it means. The guy's in Australia, some relative in Australia died. That's not what it means. Doesn't mean that at all. What it means is, Besoch Shloshim, if you heard the news within 30 days of the death, Krova, that's considered a Krova. And therefore, you have to hold Shiva and Shloshim. The Shloshim starts from the day you heard or from the Shloshim of the Nate? I don't know. What if you heard on day 29? You're holding Shiva? Lachar Shloshim, if you heard after 30 days, then Rechoka. That's considered a Shmur Rechoka. You only have to hold one day. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. That's the shita of Rabbi Akiva. V'chachamim omrim, the chachamim say, achas shmur krova, v'achas shmur rechoka. It doesn't make a difference. You heard the news didn't come to you until 6 months later. So what? No hagas shiva shloshim. You hold both. Shiva and shloshim. You all have to hold both. Ah, the shloshim's already, doesn't matter. Not for you, it hasn't passed. Right? You just found that now. V'amar Rabba Bar Barachana Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Kol makam shatamoti yachid mekel v'rabim machmirin. Whenever there's a kula and a chumra, if the rabim are machmir, halacha kedivrei hamachmirim, hamerubim. You follow the machmir chutz mizu. Except for this case, which case? Avelus. Sha'af al pi Rabbi Akiva mekel v'chachamim machmirin. Even though Rabbi Akiva is the one who's mekel and the chacham machmir, halacha kedivrei Rabbi Akiva. Why? Why do we halacha the yachid here? For several lucky Shmuel, Tamar Shmuel, halacha kedivrei hamekel ba'avil. We always call it the coolest shita when it comes to avelus. But it's not something that we want to be machmir in. It's not something that you should be machmir in. People don't learn it unless they have to know it, which is also a good idea. You don't have to know it. When you have to know it, you'll know it. Anyway, ba'avelus hu de'ikilu ba'rabanan. When it comes to avelus, there's a kula. Avel ba'alma, but otherwise, afilu b'derabanan, even when a din derabanan, which is what? You see from here, it's a diuk. The only reason we're mekel here is because it's avelus. Had it not been avelus, doesn't matter what it is. Shani ben yachid l'makom b'makom yachid ben yachid l'makom rabim. There's a big difference if it's a yachid or a rabim. Right? And we hold up the rabim against the yachid. Not like Rava said. Another kashan Rava. Rav Papa Amar. So basically, we don't get back to that. And we just say that Rava is incorrect. Okay? Now, we still left with our question. Why was it necessary for Yehoshua ben Levi to say two statements? He said, number one, we hold like a kula when it comes to Erevin. And number two, we hold like a Yochanan ben Nuri. Why do you have to say both? So Rav Papa Amar Itzrich. It was necessary to say both. Why? I would have thought, that's only true by Eruvei Chatzeros. That what? That we're Mekel. Aval be'eruvei trumin, when it comes to eruvei trumin, emel, which are more machmer than eruvei chateros. Why are they more machmer? Right? Emelo, I would have said no. What no? We don't follow the mekel. Tzricha, we do follow the mekel. I would have thought that we only mekel by eruvei chateros. But by what's eruvei chateros? To be able to carry in a mako, what's a ruvi chateros, right? What's a ruvi chateros? To be able to carry in different chaters, right? What's that? Then the rabbana. Minotaur I'm allowed to do that. It's not a shoshar rabbin. What's a ruvi tchum? To be able to carry beyond your tchum, which is also a din rabbana, right? So uminat timra, the shari lan bein chayruvi chateros, chayruvi tchumin. Who told you there's even a difference between the two? No, they're very different. They're different, right? We don't have the picture book anymore, really, right? They're different things. They're both called eruv, so they're in the same mesechta, and they have a little bit of a connection because they're both about carrying on Shabbos, but they're not really the same at all. So what's the difference? Uminat timra, the shari lan bein chayruvi chateros, chayruvi tchum. How do you know they're different? Now we know they're different. Ditnan, listen to this. Amar of Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, can you make an Eruv for your neighbor without him knowing about it? Can you do that? Can you do such a thing? I know he's stuck at work. He's not going to get on until 2 minutes before Shabbos. I know that. His wife is also crazy busy over there. I'll do an Eruv for them. Do him a favor. Can you do that? When can you not do that? I can't do it by neir of tchum. I can't make a tchum for you without you knowing about it. Even though there's a shir in the other city and you know you love that guest speaker and you know your neighbor is dying to go, and if you don't make that tchum for him, he's going to be stuck. You can't do it. You can't do it. Has to be das of the guy. Aval erev chateros, but to be able to carry in the backyard to the other backyard, ma'arvin, you could do that for your neighbor, bein ladas, bein shelo ladas. Whether it's das or not. He doesn't have to know about that. Why? Shezachin la'adam shelo b'fanav, because you're allowed to do something good for somebody without him knowing about it. Ve'ein chavin la'adam ela b'fanav. But to do something bad I can only do something bad for you if you know about it. I can't hurt you unless you know, unless you agree to do it. How is an Erev Tchum hurting you? What? That's one pshat, right? Also, I have to take your bread. For an Erev Chatzeros, what do I have to do? What do I have to take away from you?
Also about food.
What?
Also food.
Right.
All food.
What? So we're gonna, what? It's all food, even for an Erev Chatzer, right? Is Erev Chatzer food? Or you just make a lechi?
No, it's food.
It's food also, right? Okay, so we'll see Tosfos in a second. But what do you see from this brisa? You see from this brisa that Erev Chatzeros is much more makel than Erev Tchumen. Erev Chatzeros I can do without your knowledge. Erev Tchum I can't do without your knowledge. So what do you see? They're very different. I would have thought that halacha is only like a makel when it comes to Erev Chatzeros, which is already makel. Comes along with Yeshua ben Levi. No, even by Halakha Yochanan ben Nuri. Even by Tchum we're makel. Okay?
General question. If you're at point A, you make a tchum to go 4,000 amas now from point A east, right?
Well, you can't go 4,000. You go 2,000 to the tchum, then another 2,000.
Right.
So, and you can't go zero the west.
Zero. The rest of Shabbat is zero.
Zero.
Not even dalai
amas. Not even, maybe dalai amas, same thing.
Can't go,
you can't go 20 amas. You can't go to the shul over there. You're stuck. Right? The halacha could be different if you're in the middle of a city.
Right.
Then you get the whole city. Right. Basically, yeah. Says Tosfos, Zim Tomar, 1 second. The Hechi, see the Tosfos of Ein Chovin La'adam El Shalom B'fanav? Vim Tomar asks Tosfos, Hechi Muchach Mehacha De Ruvei Tchum and Chamiri. What kind of raya is this? That Erev Tchum Amachmer. It has nothing to do with Chumras and Kulas. What does it have to do with? It has to do with the din of called Zachin La'adam Shalom B'fanav and Ein Chovin La'adam B'fanav. Not Chumras and Kulas. Hello, ain't tam tali b'chomer has nothing to do with the chumras. Ela mishum de ain choven la'adam shelo b'fanav. You can't do a chov for somebody shelo b'fanav. Nothing to do with chumras. It's a separate din. Ask Tosfos. V'yeshlam, his answer is no. Mikol makom muchach shapir de chamiri tvei. It is a chumra. You know why? Da'afil yada'inan gabe iruvei tchumen de l'machar daito lechich ba'oso tzad. I know you want to go there. What kind of chov is that? Please make the air for me. I'm stuck on the train. I can't do it. Please go do it for me. I really want to go hear that guy. My grandmother's going to be there. I really want to go see her. Please make the air for me. Afilu hachi. Nevertheless, kivon de'ika k'tzas chov. Since there's an aspect of chov, now, there's no question that the good outweighs the bad. And my desire to see my grandmother outweighs what's the bad. Now you can't go the other way. Lo have a eruv. That's not an eruv. In other words, even though my desire to see my grandmother outweighs the negative that I can't walk to the other side, I'm willing to live with that. That's okay. The halacha says not okay, and therefore it's a chov. That's a big chumrah. The chumrah is that we don't listen to you. That's a big chumrah. Ube ruvi chetzeros, afa gaf te ikka ktas nami chova. Even though when it comes to ruvi chetzeros, there's also a chov. What's the chov? I have to go into your pantry and take the bread out from your pantry. Shema arifim bepas shalom daito. I took your bread without even telling you. Kedam rinan beperak tolin. Right, that means that I can force you to give bread. I can take it without your permission. All these things I can do to get you to. If you don't make an eruv with me, I can't make an eruv myself. I need every single person in the chutzah to make the eruv. You're gonna be a stubborn guy, right? And you know, be a holdout and you know, blackmail. Forget you. I'll just take your own bread. All that. What do you mean? You just took away my bread. That's a big chow. It's a downside. He lost my dollar. Nevertheless, kivin de iboile mine velo yahavino batal shittov. Hainu mishum de chamiri tvei. That's a big chumrah. So what is Tosa's answer? What's his answer? Right? His answer is that even though I take your bread, even though I take your bread, even though it's a chov, we're mekel, we're allowing that. So what's it really about? Kulos and chumras. That's what it's really about.
Any zochot on shahad and below the fun of it, isn't it have an aspect of
not all the time.
Most of the time.
Not all the time. Let's say I'm walking down the street and I see a gold watch and I don't need it. I don't want it. I'll take it for you. What's the negative? So the truth is the Gemara does say there's a negative because the tax collector is going to come. Right? So the answer is, there's always something.
Right. So why is he saying that by
because by Eruvei Chatzeros we're Mekel and by Eruvei Tchom we're Machmer. That's exactly the point. Nevertheless, even though that's true, we still hold like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri by Eruvei Tchom, even though he's Mekel there. That's exactly his point.
What's the reason why we're Machmer? We don't say it.
We don't say why he's Machmer, right. Right. So we're going to have a little bit now. Right. Ravashi Amar. Why Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi had to come along and say that we paskin like what? That we paskin like, they needed to say two statements. Number one, we're makel by Erev. And number two, that we holler to the Yochanan ben Nuri. Two, another reason. Sagada Istra. Sagada Dechamina Hanimili Bishiure Erev. There's another din. Let's say I start off with the requisite amount of bread. And, which you have to start off with that. And then, next Shabbos or a month later, I notice maybe a bird came, something. It's not really the same shear anymore. So I would have thought, Hani mili be shiure Erev. Avel betchilas Erev. But when you start off, after a few months, the Erev might have dwindled down. Right? Yeah. For Truman, exactly. Or can you be Mekel and hold? Well, we started out good, it's still good. Aval betchila. But when you start off, aim low, I would say you don't follow the Mekel Shita. Right? Just like we don't follow the Mekel Shita. When you start off in Erev, I would have thought we don't follow the Mekel Shita, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Kamash Milan, we do. Now, Uminat Timra, who told you? Listen to this Gemara. Uminat Timra, who told you? The Shani Lan Beishir Erev Utchilas Erev. Who even told you there's a difference between the two? Between starting off and continuing. Ditnan, Amar Rabbi Yossi said, Bemedivar Mamurim, when do we say that there's a shear for Rabbi Chatzeros? Right? Medavar Murim, Rashi says, Shetzarech Shir Le Ruvi Chatzeros, that you require a Shir for Ruvi Chatzeros, O Mazon Shtei Sudos, Bein Kulan, either food to everybody, O Grog Rusachol Echad, Betchilas Erev, that's only Betchilas Erev, Avil B'Shiure Erev, but if there's a Shiure Erev, in other words, 6 months later, Afilu Kol Shehu, even a Kol Shehu. The low amru le'arav chatzeros, and the only reason that aruvi chatzeros, why are we so makel over here, right? The low amru le'arav chatzeros, ela kedosh shalos l'shakach toras erev menatinokos. We just want to make sure that the kids don't forget about such a thing as an erev. Says Rashi, Shalo Lishkach Toras Erev Midoras Haboyin. We don't want kids to forget about an Erev in the future. Aval Iker Erev Bitchumenhu. But the Iker Erev is an Erev Tchum. What on earth is Rashi talking about? What's he talking about? Right? Let's just back up a second. In Daf Pei, in Daf Pei, the Gemara comes back to Erev Chatzeros and says that Bamedavar Amurim, when do you need a shear for Erev? Betchilas Erev. Avo b'shiure Erev. Right? If you put an Erev in Parshas Bereishis, and now it's Parshas Vayechi, and 10 weeks, 12 weeks went by, and I'm not sure, it doesn't matter. Right? When it comes to that, afilu kol shehu, right? Why are we so makel? Why are we so makel? I don't have to have the shear anymore 10 weeks later. Why are we so makel? So the Gemara, the lo amru le'erev chatzeros ela kadesh shlozo shachach toras eruv menatinokos, right? Therefore, I can be makel be'erev chatzeros, says Rashi, because the only reason I have anything be'erev chatzeros is not to forget about erev tchum. That we can be makel, right? So what do you see from here? What do you see from here? That's why Rabbi Shuvan Levi had to say, first of all, we'll make a be'erev. Second of all, we hold like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. I would have said, who should hold like him? The whole purpose of erev is not to forget. The whole purpose of all erev is only about erev tchum. All the things we do for erev chateros is just not to forget erev tchum. I would have thought we don't hold like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Kabash v'lom we do. What on earth is Ash talking about? Okay. So the Marsha says as follows. The only reason, says the Marsha, explaining Rashi, why do you need a shear of ochel by erev chateros? Why? Why can't you combine the houses just by fixing the entrances? Why do I need food also? Why should you need that? The papashtas, the reason you need it is because otherwise what combines you? Because the Marsha, Rashi holds, you don't really need it. Why do you need it? Because you have it by Erev Tchum also. That's, we have it by Erev Tchum. Erev Tchum, you have to have it. If you don't put out food, you don't have a Makom Shavisa. The whole point of Erev Tchum is, I really live over there. What's the proof I live over there? My supper's there. Right? So you have to put out food there. That's where you live. What about Erev Chetzeros? I only do that up to Erev Tchum. Since that's true, it could be an ankle. The food went away, the birds came. Big deal. The whole thing is only a cool anyway. The whole thing is anyway, just we should remember that by Erev Tchum you have to put food out. That's the best I can tell you. Okay. Next. Rav Yaakov, Rav Zrika Amru. Rav Yaakov and Rav Zrika said, Halacha k'Rabbi Akiva mechavero. That we paskin like Rabbi Akiva when he argues on one person. Says Rashi, b'chol duchta, every place. I know one place where we don't hold like Rabbi Akiva. And it's a good question why we don't. Anyone know where that place is? Rabbi Akiva argues on one person and we don't hold like him. That's by when do you have to eat the Korban Pesach? When do you have to eat the Afikomen? Rabbi Akiva says the whole night. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says till Chatzos. How do we hold? Nobody holds like Rabbi Akiva. Now, many Rishonim did. Many Rishonim did. We don't because many Rishonim don't. And who wants to mess around with that suffix? Right? What kind of suffix is it? How come the halacha was not machriya like Rabbi Akiva? So the answer is, it's a good answer, good question. The answer is because there are other Mishnayos, anonymous Mishnayos, other indications that it's not just Machlokos in Rabbi Akiva and Elazar ben Azariah. So these rules that we're going to learn now are not so pasha. Because for every rule, well, Rabbi Akiva said this. But Elazar ben Azariah said this. The rule is, we're all Rabbi Akiva. Yeah, but you forgot about this another rule. The Meiri has a whole footnote here. Well, what about Stam Mishnayos? You're like a Stam Mishnah. There's a lot of rules. So to make a psak on, I learned the Mishnah in Psachim that says it's not so simple. You have to learn the whole Shas first. Right? V'kirabiyosi mechaveiro. We hold up Rabiyosi against his friends. V'rabi mechaveiro. And Rabbi against his friends. L'mai hilchasa. What do we need to know this for? So, Rabiyosi, Rabbi Asi Amar Halacha. This is the Halacha. The Halacha is, you have Rabbi arguing against somebody, you pass on like Rabbi. We don't paskin that way, but we lean toward that way. It's not so strong, we lean. Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina Amar Nirin. That's a little of Madrega left than Matin. Nirin, I'll consider that Shita. What is like hair splitting. Kiloshin Azeh Amar of Yaakov bar Idi. Amar of Yochanan. Rab Meir Rabbi Yehuda, halachak Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, Rab At Yosi, halachak Rabbi Yosi. Now, Vein Sarach Lomar, Rab Meir Rabbi Yosi, halachak Rabbi Yosi. That's obvious, right? Kishu makom Reb Meir Lesa, He doesn't even go to Rav Meir. He doesn't even go to Rav Yehuda, who loses to Rav Yossi. So Makom Rav Yossi Mibaya. I need you to tell me that Rav Meir doesn't lose to Rav Yossi. Of course he loses to Rav Yossi, which is an interesting thing because Sta Mishnah, which is Rav Meir, we possibly like. So when he's not mentioned his name, we hold like him. When his name is mentioned, we don't hold like him. It's a funny thing also, right? Amar Basi, Afani Lomate, Rav Yossi for Rav Shimon, Halacha Ki Rav Yossi. Damar Rav Abba, Amar Rav Yochanan, Rav Yehuda for Rav Shimon, Halacha Ki Rav Yehuda. If it's a machlokes between Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon, we hold like Rav Yehuda. I know of at least three places where we don't hold like Rav Yehuda when it's a machlokes between Halacha, between Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon. What are those? Moksa, Malacha Shein Smicha Lagufa, and Adav Hashem Meschavet. Those are the three machlokes in Masechta Shabbos between Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon, and we pass on like Rav Shimon in all three. Now the Rambam didn't, right? But we do. So these rules are, you know, you can't go home now and say, okay, let me look up some halachas and make psaks. You can't do that. Because the Gemara says in black and white over here, the Rav Shimon loses, he doesn't always lose. Hashta. Pamakom Rav Yehuda Lesa. Pamakom Rav Yossi Mibaya. Now, for sure, Rav Shimon loses to Rav Yossi. Ibailo, what about Rav Meir for Rav Shimon? What about the two losers in all these arguments? What about when they go off against each other? So, my Motalacha Teku. Teku. You hear that, Teku? I'm Rav Masharshia. Lisnai Lahani Klali. I don't hold many of these klals. What kind of klals are these? I don't know. I ignore all these klals. Minole Rav Masharshia, huh? How do you know that? He ignores all these klals. Ilem Meha Ditnan. Rav Shimon Omer. Lamaha Davar Dome. Rav Shimon said in the Mishnah that if A, B, and C are sitting in a row, and A overlaps with B, and B overlaps with C, A and B can share, B and C can share, but A and C cannot share. Why can A and C not share? Because they're too far apart from each other. What? No, they're not in a shape like a triangle.
He doesn't hold.
He doesn't hold from it, right. Just like a chatzar. Right? Just like a chatzar. Right? That chatzar number one opens up to chatzar number two. Upsu chatzar of Shasarabim. And chatzar number two opens up to chatzar number three. And all three open it to Rosh Hashanah. So, if one and three both make heirs with two, himuterasimahan, vehimuterasimah, then that's all good. But v'shtayim achitonos asur zoom zoom. One and three can't carry to each other because they don't have a connection. We pass it that way. Now, 1 second. Uman Paula Galay, who argues on that? Rav Yehuda. Why does Rav Yehuda argue on that? Says Rashi. To who have his tambar plugs in? Because he always argues on Rav Shimon. So who else is it? Right? But Amos Rav Yehuda, Rav Shimon, Lachok Rav Yehuda. But he just said a second ago that when there's a machlokas between Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon, Lachok Rav Yehuda. And now in our Mishnah, holds on Rav Shimon. Says Rav Masharshia, I don't hold from these calls. These calls are just stamp talk. It's not, you can't take these to the bank. Right? Elav Shmamina Les Nahu. What do you see from here? We don't hold like this. Says the guy, what do you mean? My cushion, what's your problem? Dilma, hechad itmar itmar, hechad lo itmar lo itmar. The general rule is, we hold like Rabbi Yehuda. How come over here we're holding like Rav Shimon? Because when we say straight out, we're holding like Rav Shimon, it's an exception to the rule. Right? Okay? We'll stop here. Now we're going to have to, tomorrow we're going to go on more cases where Rav Masharshia is going to say why he doesn't hold like these klalim, because he's going to have gemaras and mishnayos that contradict them. And we're going to give the same answer every time. Whenever it says we hold like him, it's an exception to the rule. All right? We'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow from right over here. Ella, everyone have a good day.